Welcome to Insights. Today I have my good friend Luc Gingras. He's one of our Extreme Prophetic team, yeah. And all the way from Montreal, Canada. And so glad to have you with us today. We get to talk about one of my most favorite subjects is restaurant evangelism.
That's cool.
Yay.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, people in our culture, they like to eat out in restaurants. You know, it's very,
yeah.
The restaurants are always full.
Even in Quebec, everything is around the table. Like,
yeah.
You receive people, come and have a coffee. It's always in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah, I think God's about food, don't you?
Right from the Genesis.
I know.
You know, the first thing, he blesses men and he said, you see all those trees, you know, everything. You can eat man, you know. This is the food place, you know.
And that
you
was
don't
the beginning.
Eat that one, but you eat everything, you know.
In the very beginning, he
That's
just
right.
made it real good.
It started
good.
Like this,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, you know, it's
you
the way it
be
is.
You want to be blessed? Eat.
That's it.
You know?
And then what about at the end? At the end, he provides this great big marriage supper.
That's right.
Not just a marriage, but a marriage supper of the
That's
Lamb.
That's right. So it's all about, it's a big, big menu book, you know.
Totally. You know, in the Old Testament, Luke, God made it mandatory for his people to go to parties. And that they had to have these feasts. He even gave them a menu sometime, told them what they had to eat.
That's right. And even, you know, about the Bible, about salvation. He says, come to the table.
That's right.
It's all about, and he says, I knocked at the door. If you open, we'll have time at the table together. It's
That's
all
right.
about the table.
That's right.
So,
and you know what? That's why I think restaurant evangelism is so inspiring.
That's right.
You know, we always get fruit when we're out in restaurants, you know. We just go in there and share the gospel, and especially through the prophetic. You know, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll just ask the Lord, okay, Lord, who is it that you would like to bless in here today? And we kind of scan the crowd in the restaurant. And sometimes it's another customer, or sometimes it's
the waitress.
The waitress.
I've seen you do it with the waitress.
Yeah,
anytime.
And then we'll say, okay, all agreed, let's give them a word. And we'll even write down the words on our napkins, you know, or the placemats or something if we don't have a
That's
special
awesome.
Pad of paper. And then we just ask God for the opportunity, and he gives it. And sometimes they're just so excited. They say, woo, are you psychics or something?
That's
and
right.
We have to explain that, no, we're not psychics. We're Christians. But
yeah.
God knows your heart.
That's right.
Let me tell you about this situation that happened just a couple of days ago. We were on our way to Indiana. So we got off the plane. We're going to go to a meeting. So we stopped for a bite to eat. On the way up to the door of the restaurant, I get this wave of the glory. It hits me. I'm going, whoa. You know, I could hardly walk. Go through the door, and I see the hostess. So she goes to set us down at the table. And I said to her, I said, you know, do you ever have back pain? And she looked at me real strange, and she was silent for a few seconds, and then she said, I said, well, do you have back pain right now? She says, no, I don't have any right now.
She was afraid of it.
Yeah, she was shocked, and I said, and I says, does the name Judith mean anything to you? And she said, whoa, she says, you're freaking me out now. She says, that's my grandmother's name.
Wow.
And you know, she says, what's going on here? And I said, well, we're Christians. And I said, actually, I'm a prophet. Sometimes I'll say that because it intrigues the person and they want to know more. And I said, and he knows everything about your life. And I said, I actually have just a whole bunch of good things to share from the heart of God over you. I said, would you mind if I prayed for you? She said, no, not at all. She puts her menus down on the table.
Isn't that good?
And she waits for me to pray. And so I prayed, prophesied over her life. And to make a long story short, I ended up leading her to Jesus right there. She accepts Jesus as her Savior. So then afterwards, she says, you know, she said, this is kind of embarrassing, and I wouldn't normally tell everyone this, but she said, every month when I have my monthlies, I get this sore back. And she says, I'm on my monthlies right now. She's telling us this right in the restaurant. And she said, I had a back pain when you came in, but then when you mentioned it, all of a sudden it disappeared.
Wow.
And it's gone. And I said, well, that's the power of God.
That's awesome.
I said, you'll probably never have that problem again because the power of God touched you.
Isn't that
so
good?
She's all excited. Now she goes, 2 minutes later, this other waitress comes. she says, I hear that you give out prophetic words. And I said, well, God loves everyone, and we can pray, and he can give you something from his heart. So she said, well, would you please do that? And so we prayed, and I had a prophetic word for her, and she got born again right there, led her to the Lord right there. So she
revival
goes away.
Revival in the restaurant.
Revival in the restaurant. So she goes away, and in a few moments, another girl comes. And so we prophesied over her and led her to the Lord. Three people we led to the Lord while we're having our meal in the restaurant on our way to the meeting. We hadn't even gone to the meeting yet, but the ministry had begun.
That's awesome.
Because lifestyle is a ministry.
Yeah. You know, we just have to be aware of the opportunities of God.
Yes.
You know, because God wants to reach out.
Exactly.
And he wants to use us to reach out. I want to show you something that we prepared in Quebec. It's a little single that we produced. It's music that I wrote. And it's called Malalam. That means my soul hurts. But anyways, what we did is, this is a tool I use in restaurants.
Right. What do you do with it?
Yeah, I just share, and sometimes they say, what do you, you know, I talk with them, talk about the Lord, and they say, what do you do in life? And I say, I sing too. And I give them a CD, and there's three songs on it. The first song is about my soul hurts. The second one is about come into the light, come in, and Jesus is the light. And the last one, it says, if we don't talk, the rocks will cry out, you know? And in that thing, there's a little little thing like this, and it says, offered by Luke to, and I say, what's your name? And gives me your name. And then I write a blessing to her.
Perfect.
You know? So it could be prophetic, but it's also just a blessing. And it's sometimes, I'm telling this for some people, maybe you don't feel as prophetic as maybe as Patricia. Maybe you say, I cannot do it. It's not true. The Lord can bring you to do it. But you can start with a basic.
Whoa.
And it has to be sometimes a little gift, just a little something. I did it my way. Not Sinatra there, but, you know, I did it my way. So anyway, but
I give this,
and, you know, I gave it to the last restaurant we went. I gave it, and the boss, her boss, came to see me. He said, I want a CD too, you know. So I said, you big crybaby, you'll have one too. So I went in my car, brought him a CD, and he said, I want you to sign it too. So I signed it for him. And
that's
everywhere
awesome.
We go, we bring life. I like to say that when we walk in a restaurant, we're bringing life in
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like
everywhere we go, Jesus goes.
That's right. And let's say it's I see it it's a picture, and everything is gray. But when we enter in, because we tasted heaven, we're bringing colors.
Yeah, exactly.
In the picture, we can bring the colors and the smell of heaven in their life. You know.
We prophesy over people in restaurants almost, well, every day, because we eat out just about every day.
Well, this is a good way to bring Christ wherever we go.
Yes.
You know, and I think it brings also back to the reality of everybody in the body of Christ can bring Jesus out of the church.
That's right.
You know?
And in such fun ways.
In a practical way, and fun ways, and in a good way.
Yeah. A lot of times people think God's this real strict religious God.
Yeah.
You know? But he's a life-giving God.
That's
he's playful, too.
That's
he's very holy.
Yeah.
We can never compromise
That's
his holiness.
Right. That's
but
right.
he's playful, and he's fun, and he's vibrant, and I love him. And you know, on God Talk today, we're going to actually show a video clip of us going inside of a restaurant.
Yeah.
Through step by step how to prophesy in a restaurant. And so we're going to do that in God Talk today. But
that's awesome.
I think we should go out and eat after this. After the show, let's go out and have something to eat.
Let's do it.
You know, because then we'll be on our ministry mission.
Can we bring a camera?
we'll bring a camera. We'll bring the
or
word
we'll
of the
bring
Lord.
We'll bring the testimony back otherwise.
And we will bring the goodness
That's awesome.
Of God. That's awesome.
Yeah. Bon appétit.
Yeah. Why don't you go out and just spread his news wherever you can. Go out and have a good meal somewhere and release a good word to a person who needs to know a good God. This has been so much fun on today's program. I just love prophetic evangelism, but especially in restaurants. And on God Talk today, we're going to give you a real practical demonstration of how to do it. We were out at an outreach in Salt Lake City and actually went into a restaurant, took the cameras in and everything. And it turned out that our waiter was Mormon. We didn't know that in the beginning. But after the outreach was finished, we found out that he was Mormon. He says in the restaurant clip, and you'll see it, that he was a believer in Jesus Christ. And what he actually meant was that he was a Mormon. But the words were just so powerful. And so this clip that you're about to see will help walk you through just the how-tos of how to do it. And you'll see how totally easy it really is. We're out just in a public place right now, which is where a lot of prophetic evangelism takes place, is where people are. And it can just be so natural, you know, and everyone just has to find their own comfort zone. Like, how is the Spirit leading you? And we're going to take you into a restaurant. You know, restaurants are a great place to release blessing words. And basically, we just go in, we sit down, we have a meal. We ask the Holy Spirit, who can we bless in this place today? Show us who you would have us to minister to prophetically. And that you're going to give us a word for them. You're going to give us a word of blessing. And a word of destiny for them, in Jesus' name. I just felt myself a leading towards Brad. Did anyone else feel that way, to maybe bless our waiter?
Yeah.
But I mean, there's other people sitting around us. You know, oftentimes you can bless your waiter, or you can, you know, just look around and ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a particular individual. You can either go to them with a word, or sometimes it works to start out with it written on a napkin. And you just can have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, be innovative, creative, and have fun with the Holy Spirit. We're just going to wait on the Lord, and He's going to give us special things for Brad to encourage his life, and just write them down, and then we can review them before we give them to Him, and then God will give us the way that we're going to deliver it to Him, too. He just gives us everything you need. You just have to follow the Holy Spirit.
I had to ponder it really for a long time and just kind of get out of my thoughts and just look at Him and look at what I saw. You know what I mean? It's not always some big profound vision. So it just was the simple things, looking and seeing the compassion that He carries.
I think the biggest thing to do is just get past the anxiety. There's always going to be a little anxiety. I felt that when I sat down, you know, you see other people's napkins filling up and you're thinking, what am I getting? What am I getting? But just getting past thinking about it and just letting your sort of the eyes of your heart open up and look at Him and see Him and just receive.
But it was amazing. But the Lord gave a few things as we looked at Brad, or as I looked at Brad, as I followed Patricia's instructions and just started to write things down, what was just a little part just became more and more and more and more. And by the end of it, it was easy. It was really easy. There was no intimidation whatsoever.
One of the reasons why it's neat to write down prophecies within a restaurant situation is because sometimes the waiters, especially at a lunch hour, are very busy, so they don't have time for you to sit and talk to them and explain the words and everything. But if they are too busy and they don't have time, we can just hand them the stack of serviettes or napkins with all the words on it, and they can read it after. And it'll touch them because the word doesn't return void. It accomplishes everything it's sent to do. So I have some neat things for Brad. This is our waiter. I got that he was a real people person and that God's given him favor and that he's a really likable person and that he's a man who's been blessed with a potential to not only define goals but to fulfill them. And that he's at a bit of a crossroads right now concerning decisions for his future. And that some things that seem to be really clear in days gone by are a little bit hazy right now. And so he's looking for some clarity on decisions. So I put here that it would be good for him to look up James chapter 1 in the Bible, where it says if a man asks for wisdom, he'll receive it. And that things will get more defined for him as he does that. I also see that there is a mark of success over his life, that God has called him to success, and that there's going to be many doors of opportunity that will open for him in his life. And I saw a vision of a mountain, and he was climbing it. There's a path that he was climbing up, and the mountains represented a path or a journey that he's on in his life right now. It's kind of a bit of a climb, few obstacles to overcome, but he's staying focused, and he is going to accomplish his goal as he persists. And I also finally got that he was a great encouragement to people. And one of his gifts is to be able to call people up into greater things, into better things, into a better life. And I just put on the bottom of it, Jesus loves you. And then our extremeprophetic.com website, so you can go check it out, maybe read some Bible verses, get some devotion, some more insight into the Word of God. And so, okay, thank you. And so that's what I received for him. And what did you get? What have you got so far?
I see that he has a heart of compassion. I see that he's someone that puts others first, and it brings him joy to do that. I saw that he was longing for true purpose in his life, and he's not satisfied with the status quo. He really wants to find that thing. There's that hunger in him to find what he is made to do.
Cool.
And I kept seeing books, and I wasn't sure if he was a student or not. I kind of got the sense that he might be studying something, whether he's actually at university or not. And I think a grace for learning is coming to Brad, and that a time of wisdom and impartation is going to come for him. And I also think that he's a person who has real honesty and integrity, and that those things are important to him, and that he walks in those things, and that he values them in others.
I see him as a counselor. I see him actually counseling a younger generation. And encouraging them. He has a unique bond with the elderly. He really loves older people. He's attracted to them, and he's got a true love for them.
We're at this class thing, and we're learning how to hear about destiny words for people, and so that we can hear from God about a person's destiny over their life and the blessings. And so we just were taking these down, so we wrote them down on our napkins.
Oh, right.
I got pages of it here. We've all got pages. Look at this. Pages and pages.
You guys are awesome.
That's great.
And it's like, and it tells about how God's given you favor, how he opens doors for you, how your life is destined for success, and how his grace is going to be there for you, and wisdom, and just different things about things that you like and what God has for you, and it's just awesome.
That's nice of you guys. Thanks so much.
What do you think of all that?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that's really nice. Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask you if you could read over some of these and come back in a few minutes and let us know what you think?
Yeah, you bet.
Because we got to be tested.
All right.
You got to let us know how we did.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Brad.
What's great about doing it like this is that when we do it as a group, for one person, it encourages, but also reinforces, because you know you'll hear something, you'll write it down, but you also maybe hear a part of something and somebody else will get it, and you flesh out each other's ideas, and it helps bless the person with a total reading from God, but it also gives each of us encouragement. Like, I kept seeing an old woman with Brad, and I wasn't sure what it was, if it was his grandmother or something, and Billy got something about how his heart for older people.
Did you get a chance to read them?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. Definitely, I mean, a lot of them are like, absolutely. I'm young and I have a lot of decision making, and certainly, I mean, with like marriage and school and career and stuff. So, there's a lot of future in my life. So, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you're a winner.
I'm a believer in Christ, so it's awesome.
Amen.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm actually studying gerontology, so I'll be working
really?
With the
with
aging population. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times people think that they really don't have anything to offer or to give, but you really do. You just need to step out of those fears and just take those initial steps. And watching his response and seeing that it spoke to him was really powerful. So anyway, I know it's something that my husband and I will do more often.
So anyways, there you have it. It's easy just to be a blessing. You see, Abraham was blessed by God so that he could go and be a blessing. And that calls on us today. You are blessed so that you can go out and be a blessing. So go be one somewhere.